Yeah, there's good news. There's about 1.8 million allocated nationally, and there's approximately 700,000 coming into the county. So this is a significant commitment, particularly in the aquaculture sector, a sector that has had its difficulties over the last number of years. There still are outstanding challenges in relation to the licensing regime, but €500,000 euro going into marine harvest is a welcome commitment by government. And I think it's also a sign that we will make progress over the next number of years. We're producing nationally over 12,000 tonnes annually. If you compare that to Scotland, where there's about 150,000 tonnes of salmon produced annually, we have potential there, and there is growth potential. But during the review, there is a review undergoing in relation to the licensing regime at the moment. I'm confident that we will make progress. But this announcement is an acknowledgement of the great added value sector we have in this county, and it also ensures that we're committed to the people who are either working on a part-time basis or a seasonal basis. It's important. It's significant. A lot of companies that are exporting, they're exporting on the international stage, but some of them do have challenges around supply and supply of products. So that's an area, and that's a weakness in the sector that we still need to be very focused on. But to take the figure of 1.8 million nationally and 700,000 coming into the county, that's a very, very welcome announcement, and I would like to acknowledge Michael Creed for his commitment in this regard.
Within the seafood sector in Donegal, there were fears that Brexit would have an impact, but now this funding, there is some hope now.
Well, look, let's make no mistake about it. With Brexit, we're entering the unknown, and there is genuine fears within the sector at both a primary and a secondary production level. And one thing that we have to do is remain focused as an industry. And certainly, I've been quite vocal in relation to the review of the mackerel. I continue to speak to Minister Michael Creed, on a weekly basis in relation to the protection of the industry, particularly the investment and the contribution and investment over the years into the mackerel sector in Killybegs. And I think that has to remain top of the agenda. And with Brexit happening on the one hand, we need a united industry. And if there's European money available, which there is through this European Maritime and Fisheries Fund, we have to be getting a fair share. And I certainly believe that over the next few months that there will be more funding made available. Minister Creed has pointed to that, and I'll certainly be doing my best to ensure that we not alone get our fair share in Donegal, but also point to the fact that we, as a county, in many regards, socio-economic, we're playing catch up, that we start punching above our weight in relation to future funding potential.